Well, Beatles! 8 days a week. Back in the mop-pop days and out the psychedelic days. The Beatles 1.0, if you will. Talking about the release of five members of the Taliban in exchange for one American who at least one member in his unit says deserted. So they couldn't talk about it for 5 years. Now that he is safe, they can. We had Ron Johnson on after 9, and Johnson was guarded in his comments. Republicans are in the precarious position of criticizing the release of an American. However, I don't know that they think they have to be. I don't know that they need to be. Under these conditions, the guy may or may have not deserted. Best case scenario, it looks like he incompetently wandered off. He wasn't on duty, apparently. 2, we allowed 5 dangerous killers to roam free, to join the cause again. But perhaps more importantly, we have now set the precedent that we will negotiate on these types of things, which puts Americans, military and civilian, everywhere in greater danger now. We were really the last country standing in the regard that wouldn't do that. Take a few more calls on this to Brad in Green Bay. Brad, go ahead.
Morning, Jerry. Just real quick, you know, this isn't necessarily a sign of American fatigue, I don't believe. I think it's just another example of an inept administration not knowing what they're doing, and they're in way too far over their head. And it's just proof of another snafu on their part. This was a, you know, you talk about a precedent. It's ridiculous. And you look at, you know, how many soldiers did we lose in obtaining those 5 individuals, those 5 Taliban members, and now we're doing this for one. So it's ridiculous that he would even go that far as to negotiate for one. But 2, the legality of it is in question as well. You know, there wasn't the 30-day notice to Congress for the prisoner swap. So it's another example of what everything looks like and indicates that he went up, you know, against federal law again. So this country will be better off in 2 years when we get somebody else in there. Hopefully it's not Hillary Clinton, but this is just further proof of how far in over his head this guy is and the complete ineptness of this entire administration.
Brad, thanks a lot for the call. And my concern is, if Senator Johnson is any gauge, Republicans are not sure how to respond to this. And I think most have. They say, look, it's good news that PFC Bergdahl is back, but the circumstances under which are not defensible. That's what I think they need to be saying forcefully. Tamara in Waupaca. Tamara, go ahead.
Thank you. When I saw it on the news that they released those prisoners and how bad these guys are, I was floored. I can empathize with the family and that, you know, each person that has a loved one in the war needs and they want their family member back. But this price was too high, and Republicans need to get off their rears and speak the truth in a way America can understand and take back the White House.
The price was too high, thanks a lot for the call, not only in the number of those released, but the precedent set in releasing them under these circumstances. Cheryl on the road. Cheryl, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Hey, Jerry, I just briefly will disagree with you that you claim that this will change policy.
Mm-hmm.
You probably remember back when Carter was president and Gaddafi started doing maneuvers over the coast of Libya.
Mm-hmm.
And then Reagan became president. And he said, no, we're not giving up our maneuver area. And the Joint Chiefs of Staff asked him, well, then what do we do about it? And, you know, if they pursue us, what can we do? And he said, you follow them all the way to the hangar and in pursuit. So the policy is only with this commander-in-chief.
Okay, I'm not quite sure. What do you mean when you say that? This policy is only with this commander-in-chief.
As soon as we have a president in there who won't agree to these kinds of exchanges, it's no longer American policy.
Right. Well, okay, that's right. But as long as he is there. Yeah, that several people are trying to make that distinction, and here's where I'm going to disagree, Cheryl. Okay, yeah, it's not the country's policy, it's his policy. As long as he's president, that's distinction without a difference.
No question. It's a bad situation while he's president.
Yeah, that, and he's going to be president until January 20th, 2017. And at what point does Hillary Clinton or somebody else say, okay, this is no longer the policy of the United States? And how easy do you think that policy is going to be to reverse? Oh, we could do it for their family member, but not mine? This is going to be a damn tough policy to reverse for any president, Republican or Democrat. Linda in De Pere. Linda, go ahead.
Yes. When I read the article in the USA Today yesterday, and his father mentioned that he wasn't sure that his son could still speak English,
mm-hmm.
so he started talking to him in Pashtun.
Yes.
Boy, did that raise a red flag for me. I'm concerned that maybe this young man has been converted to Islam and is being released and possibly could be the terrorist himself when he returns.
It's possible, and others have pointed that out. I mean, we can monitor him. We can watch him. I think, Linda, related to that, though, and thanks a lot for the call, questions about how he disappeared need to be answered. Sandy in Green Bay. Sandy, go ahead.
I'm looking at the USA Today, mm-hmm. and the end of the article about deal likely to save Bergdahl's life. It says, at the very end, Hagel said he was hopeful the prisoner exchange could lead to a breakthrough with the Taliban.
Yes. Yes, they have said that, and the Wall Street Journal pointed that out too, but it's never worked that way. Where you give in to their demands, thanks a lot for the call, and now they start negotiating with us only because they're going to realize it's from a tremendous position of strength. Am I glad a family has their son back? Yes, of course I am. And I understand Republicans feel, well, how do we do this? How do we navigate this? You have to be the adult in the room and say, the greater good was severely damaged by this. That's what you have to say. We're going to be moving on to other things. We'll take one more call on this. The call that Jason is handing over to me right now is going to be the last call on this, and then we need to move on. There are several topics that I want to get to on the show yet today. So as soon as we get the Jason, that's it. Brandon's call is the last call, and we're on to other things. Brandon in Denmark. Brandon, go ahead.
Yeah, my follow-up is just sort of in relation to Linda as well with the father calling, you know, with them switching to being Pashtun or whatever he was doing. It just seems a little fishy that, you know, he deserted and now his dad switched over. You know, it just seems fishy. He walked off. I got a feeling that something's fishy here with the son.
Well, look, Brandon, thanks a lot for the call. We know this. I mean, the circumstances of his disappearance are murky at best, suspicious at worst. And someone who said in that unit who's had to remain silent for 5 years said, look, we all know he deserted. Now will the media start putting a shovel to the soil here? There are apparently a lot of guys who have stories to tell. It's 10:15.
For all things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.